Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
As a children's writer, Jacqueline Wilson has captured the hearts of countless young readers by creating stories and characters that tackle many teenage tribulations during their growing up years. And if you were a child or a parent in the 90s and the 2000s, Tracy Beaker and her stories were probably never far from your orbit. So Franz absolutely rejoiced when she announced that her new book called Think Again would be the fifth in her beloved Girls series, which began in 1997 with Girls in Love. This one, though, is very much a novel for adults. It picks up on the lives of Ellie, Nadine and Magda, who are in their 40s, around the 40 mark. Jacqueline joins me now in the studio. Lovely to have you with us.
I'm glad to be here. I love to come to Dublin.
I was telling you when you came in that you're my guilty pleasure over the last few nights, because I've enjoyed catching up with Ellie, because she's going through a really interesting stage in her life where, I know you've said this in interviews as well, people think it's sort of over around the 40 mark.
They do, which is ridiculous. But I do pile things on for Ellie, because on her 40th birthday, she's missing her daughter very much. She's gone to university. She had her very young. And it's the time of year when an awful lot of parents are very happy if their children are going to university, but they do leave a great hole in your whole life. Mm. And also, the one thing that gives her a bit of status is that she's got a cartoon strip in The Guardian, and it's a feminist one, and she feels she couldn't express herself there. As a teenager, she loved doing cartoons, and her art teacher always told her, no, you're wasting your time. And she's proving this is wonderful. But they've just got in touch to say that they're having to dump her because she doesn't chime with their readership anymore. And so I've really made it tough for her. But I am a kind author. I have all sorts of lovely things in store for her and surprising things too.
I felt really sorry for her at her 40th birthday, because that is the one thing that gives her the status she feels in her life, the fact that she has the cartoon in The Guardian.
Yes.
She's just had the news that it's gone, and she's really struggling with, should I tell this person? Do I need to tell them? How will they feel about me when they know that this thing is gone? But it's true that a lot of people either contemplate or go through a big career change at this stage of their lives because they're thinking, well, is this it?
Absolutely. And I mean, there's all sorts of possible changes, and many women, particularly pursuing a career, have thought, I would like to have children, but not just yet. When you get to 40, it's the time that you've got to make up your mind. And that's so difficult now. And also, it's a time when you might be in a relationship that isn't quite what you'd hoped for. Do you stick around? Do you think, no, this is my last chance of maybe finding some other new relationship entirely? There's so many things going on in your life that exactly the time when the pandemic was on, lots of people sat down and thought, what am I doing? What do I really want to do? And I am honestly not telling people who are more or less content, right, shake up your lives, because it could be disastrous. But I just like playing around with my fictional characters.
Yeah.
And my three girls, who are still great friends, though they don't get to see each other so often because they don't live close by, and they lead very separate lives. Nadine's a party girl still and a bit reckless. Magda is on her, well, hopefully her third husband, and she's certainly decided now is the time she wants a baby. So they've all got different ideas, but they've got that close friendship that they've had since they were schoolgirls.
Mm. And you talk about, you know, saying to people, maybe it's time to shake up your life. That's what you did. You had a pretty big shake-up of your own life, didn't you?
I did. I mean, I do remember at 40 thinking, well, I had become relatively successful as a children's author. I had a relatively okay marriage. I had a really close relationship with my daughter, but she had gone to university. I do stress, even though there are similarities, this is not an autobiographical novel. But I never dreamt what would happen to me. I never dreamt that I would be here in my 70s with a book that seems to be going up the book charts very successfully indeed. I mean, who would have thought? I mean, so many people have said to me, why do you keep on writing? You know, don't you want to just relax and see friends and take it easy? I don't seem to be able to do that. And maybe this is a sort of message to women out there. You don't have to make knitting or jigsaws your life. You can do all sorts of things.
Yeah, and I wonder about that, about revisiting characters as well that have been so successful, that people love. Is there a concern there about going back, or did you feel compelled to revisit them at this stage?
There'd been a lot of interest. There'd been a sort of thing on Twitter about the girls, with people making really outrageous statements about them. I really couldn't have any of those. But people from time to time have actually said to me, you know, I wonder what happened to all your characters when they grow up. So it was a temptation, but I didn't think the time was quite right. Mm-hmm. But now I find that 20, 30, 40-somethings, often to my great delight and surprise, still have a soft spot for a lot of the characters I invented long ago. And so I thought, OK, let's actually look at them. Let's see what people want. And I've just been so touched that people still remember my books, possibly better than I do. And it's just each time I've spoken to people, and certainly last night at Dunleary, it was just like a family occasion, and people were talking about themselves and their lives and hoping that all sorts of things might happen to the characters after this book. And it was just a delight to be at.
Yeah, I mean, there's a very comforting message, I think, in this book in particular, and reflected in your other books too. And that message is, it's okay. You know, it's okay if you're, like Ellie, not living in a glamorous place. It's okay if you decide to have a same-sex relationship. It's okay if you don't have children, if you don't have the big career. Is that a mindful theme that you put in there?
I very much want to stress that, because certainly women of my age, and perhaps even still women of Ellie's age, feel that they've got to conform and do what was expected of them when they were young. And it's an awful strain to try and actually find what you want to do. I do remember a friend of mine went on some course to help her decide what new career she wanted. And they had to fill in a form about what were your hobbies, but what sort of meals you had at home, all what sort of holidays you have. And she sat there and she felt like bursting into tears, because she said, I don't know. I've always fitted in with my husband. I've always done what my parents wanted. I do things because I think my children will like them. I've got to find myself. I don't know what I want. And maybe 40 is the time to sit back and reflect a bit.
Mm-hmm. It's a good time to do it, all right. Something else you do, which Ellie experienced in the book, is you write back to people who write to you in response to some of your work. Why is that important for you to do that? Because I'm sure it's a time-consuming thing.
Funnily enough, in my hotel this morning, I did about 6 letters.
Did you?
Back to people. I just feel compelled to do it. I mean, with children, if they write to me, Dear Jacqueline, I want to be a famous Ritter, because they're not very good at spelling, like you, send me a book. I don't generally respond,
okay,
because that's a little bit basic. But if someone's taken the trouble to write a long letter, and particularly with children, to put an address on it, because they're so used to corresponding on the internet, and I don't really want to do that, because once even my email gets known, it's
you'll
just
be
a nightmare.
Bombarded, yeah.
Yes. So I do try to reply, and this time round, I have been astonished to see at all the different events I've done all over England and now a little bit in Ireland that people actually have kept the letters I've written. I've been shown photographs of myself, and hopefully I haven't changed too much, but there is this woman, you know, 30 odd, and there's this little girl sort of smiling up at me when Mum took a photo when I was signing a book for her. So it's a delight for me, and I feel if I can write back and it means just a little something to someone. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a privilege that is.
Yeah, but those relationships become really important for that child. You know, to get that letter back is a huge thing from your favourite author. It's extraordinary.
Well, I just think it's a gorgeous thing. And certainly, I'm wearing friendship bracelets. I don't know whether it's the Taylor Swift effect, but so many people do them. But a girl I started writing to when she was about 8, and she used to make me lovely cross-stitch pictures of my characters, which was wonderful. But she has made me 2 Think Again bracelets, very beautifully done, with little hearts. And she's got little dices, which appear for a significant reason on the cover of the book. And so I am proudly wearing them. And last night, on the other arm, I'm wearing 2 friendship bracelets that 2 women in the audience thrust into my hand as I was leaving. I mean, how wonderful. I have a whole armful by the time I finish
touring
around.
Those connections are lovely. Back when you started writing for children, Jacqueline, there was an explosion in children's fiction, and reading for children was huge. Now, though, everybody's scrolling.
Yep.
Everybody's playing Fortnite. Things have changed a lot. But children are still reading, aren't they?
It's difficult to tell, because certainly with big family audiences on a Saturday, the very children there are the ones that like to read. I do go around to schools occasionally now, not as much as I used to. And I think it depends on the adults around. If people are readers in the home, if schools have libraries and teachers that maybe read aloud a little bit to the children so that they get interested in a story, so they actually make them want to read, then I think children do love books. But it doesn't automatically happen. I mean, in my childhood, when we had one channel on television, that was it, and books. So that automatically, any sort of child, when you ran out into the playground, you acted out scenes from, I don't know, Enid Blyton or something.
Yes.
Like that. And books were a part of your life, and books were mostly a part of your parents' life. I don't think that's true today.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like some, you know, religious fanatic. Everywhere I go, I try and stress the joys of reading. And I am, you know, true to myself. I don't actually own a smartphone. And sometimes children get very sorry for me and say they're really not very expensive, Jacqueline, but I don't choose to be in touch and have worrying emails come in when I'm concentrating on something else. And everywhere I go, I have a book with me, and I do a lot of travelling on the train. It's rare to see somebody reading a book. The phones are out.
Yes.
And I'm not against modern technology, but I am a little wary that it's taken over. And so particularly with children, I think it's good to try and interest them in a book, maybe, you know, cuddle up and have a story session. So many very busy working mums and dads say, I haven't got time to read to the children. But you wouldn't say, I haven't got time to feed the children. And I think some of those cosy times reading together when a child is quite young or maybe still doesn't read very easily and has to point under the words, that is the way to make a child read, as if it's a treat.
Yes.
Not sit down and read a book.
Part of bond building as well. Jacqueline, we'll leave it there, but it's been such a pleasure to have you with us in the studio. And do yourself a favour, get yourself a treat this weekend and read Think Again. It is a beautiful book and a great story. Jacqueline, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Claire. It's been lovely to talk to you.
Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.